We have made it to the middle of another week. This one's right in the middle of the year in June. With me in his office, the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio, is Timothy Dennis. Timothy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. It's time to talk music.
All right. This weekend has quite a bit of variety to it. Let's start with Thursday night. The next Beer and Hymns will take place at Bike Rack Brewing Company in Springdale.
This is a group sing-along, and it always has a theme.
This theme is going to feature iconic songs of the summer.
Oh, okay. So some Beach Boys stuff?
Yeah, and, maybe. Okay. Like, you know, the song of the summer. Like that type of song of the summer is what I'm guessing. Beer and Hymns usually benefits a nonprofit in the area. This time they're going to benefit Pride at NWAC with a portion of proceeds.
Very good.
Which is, if you're not aware, an advocacy group for LGBTQ plus students, faculty, and staff.
All right.
That Beer and Hymns will get underway at 6 p.m. Again, that's Bike Rack Brewing Company in Springdale. Also happening Thursday night, John Moreland returns to Northwest Arkansas. This Thursday, he's playing in Bentonville at Meteor Guitar Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $15 today for that show. They go up to $20 tomorrow.
Boy, that's a bargain at either of those.
That show gets underway Thursday night at 8 p.m. Again, that's Meteor Guitar Gallery in Bentonville. Moving on to Friday night, Smoke and Barrel Tavern is going to have a soul and R&B show featuring Sean Fresh. If you're not aware of who he is, he, again, is an R&B hip-hop artist from Central Arkansas, Little Rock area.
Okay.
It was just tears from angels when they're free. And pain was just a lie that brought you close to me. Would have been alone. It's the only time we'll see. If my heart played a song, would you sing a melody? I'm singing.
That show at Smoke and Barrel Tavern gets underway at 10 o'clock Friday night. Then moving back up the road to Bentonville Friday night, Meteor Guitar Gallery is going to have another show, this time featuring a blues and rock artist by the name of Davy Knowles.
Davy Knowles. I am not familiar with Davy Knowles.
He was originally born on the Isle of Man, but now he calls Chicago home.
Okay.
What in the world am I gonna do?
General admission tickets are $12.50 in advance. They go up to $15 on Friday. And that show should get underway at 8 o'clock. Again, Meteor Guitar Gallery in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
Then happening Friday night over in Eureka Springs, Dan Martin will be at Brews. He is a Tulsa-based singer-songwriter, kind of in the folksy realm.
Right.
And I've seen it robe-bone dry. And I've seen it give and take. And I've seen it kill and shake. It's caught and washed my tears. And it makes and breaks my fears. And it's held me holding the one. And it's caught me when holding none.
That show at Brews gets underway at 7 o'clock Friday night.
I really like Brews. And if you get the right place to sit when you're looking at the stage, you can look out at the corner and just watch Eureka Springs go by at the same time.
It's kind of a small stage, isn't it?
Yep.
Pretty intimate.
Yes, it really is.
Also happening in Eureka Springs, a show that may not be quite as intimate. Mm-hmm. It's the next Alt at the Odd concert. This time it's going to feature White Mansion.
Uh-huh.
You have to be scarred to be a romantic.
But also on that show, Barbarians of Tomorrow will perform. They're a synth pop rock band from Eureka Springs. It is at the Odd in Eureka Springs, has a $10 cover, and should get our way at 8 o'clock Friday night. Moving on down to the south to Fort Smith, the Eric Matthews Band will be at Harry's Downtown,
mm-hmm.
a Fort Smith-based blues rock band. Cover for that show is $5. Should get in our way at about 9 o'clock. Again, that's Harry's Downtown Friday night in Fort Smith. Moving on to Saturday, Weston Watson in Fayetteville is going to have a songwriter showcase. It'll feature Neon Glittery, No Sweater, Space Pirate, and more local songwriters. That should get underway at 9 o'clock. Again, that's Saturday night, Weston Watson in Fayetteville. Then, still in Fayetteville Saturday night, Quint Opus is going to be at Phoenix Gallery.
This is their first ever Arkansas performance.
Yes, they're from New York originally, although right. members of the band are in town this summer as part of the summer jazz camps at the U of A.
And Chris Teal, one of the members, lives here now.
Exactly.
He's part of the U of A faculty.
That show has a $10 cover. It, again, is at Phoenix Gallery in downtown Fayetteville. Should get underway at 7:30 Saturday night. Also happening Saturday night up in Bentonville, the next Forest concert will feature The Works, W-E-R-K-S.
Tell me about The Works.
They are an Ohio-based jam funk dance band. To give you a little bit more of an idea of their sound, Friends of the Family will open the show.
Oh, okay, very good.
So think jam rock.
Right.
Tickets for that show are $12, $10 if you're a member of Crystal Bridges. If you're under 18, you get in for free. Everything gets underway at 7 o'clock. Again, that's at Crystal Bridges Saturday night. Also happening Saturday night, but over at the Buffalo National River.
Oh, yes.
It's the annual National Park Radio Concert at Steel Creek Campground, and you went to this a few years ago.
I went the first time they did it. And it was phenomenal. There's the big bluff behind them. They're on stage. Everyone's dancing. It's just a fun, fun time. And, of course, they're a great band.
The lights strung up and down all the houses in the town bring a feeling that I just can't deny. It's the common ground we seek, even though we're all unique, like each snowflake as it falls from the sky. It's a beautiful time to leave our differences behind. With the moonlight on the snow, I see.
And it's free, too.
Yes, it is.
Everything gets underway at 6 o'clock. Again, that's at Steel Creek.
Right. There is parking there, but
they suggest you get there early because it fills up pretty quickly,
right.
Apparently.
The year we did it, we just didn't even try that. We parked about a mile away and hiked in.
Which I can think of much worse places to hike a mile into.
Yes, right.
Again, that is at Steel Creek Campground. Gets underway at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Moving on to Sunday, the next show as part of the Mountain Street Stage Series at Fayetteville Public Library is going
free.
To feature the Ashton Barbary Band.
Fun.
It is free. Starts at 2 p.m.
She's fantastic.
She's amazing. Also happening Sunday night, up at the Walmart Amp in Rogers, Steve Miller Band and Marty Stewart are going to be on stage. Yeah, kind of an interesting combination there.
Yeah.
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
Steve Miller Band, they like make an annual pilgrimage to the Amp, don't they?
It seems like they are now. Because this is at least the second or third time they've been there.
Get on a jet airliner and get here.
Yeah. Fly like an eagle.
There you go.
Lawn seats for that show.
Abracadabra, here they are. We could do this all day.
Take the money and run.
That's right.
Speaking of money, lawn seats for that show are $35. They go up from there. It starts at 7 p.m. Sunday night.
I wish I had one more title, but I don't.
Well, you're such a joker, Kyle.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.